Birthdays are very significant in our lives, and today we celebrate a birthday. It's actually the birthday of the church as we celebrate Pentecost, and we heard in this gospel of Jesus, the risen Lord, coming to those first disciples. They're in this room, they're full of fear, and the Holy Spirit is conferred, and they're restored, they're forgiven, and they're sent, and something new begins. And they would be entrusted with the gospel, and they would share it passionately. And today there's over 2 billion Christians on earth, and you think of those who have come before us, and it all began very, very small. And what I'd like to do on this Pentecost Sunday is when we image God, we can easily image Jesus and the Father, but the Holy Spirit is a little bit more difficult. And we know the power of the Spirit's presence in our lives through what takes place. And I'd like to talk about a few of these areas in light of the Scriptures, because each of them lifts out for us a very important dimension of the Holy Spirit. It's important not only for our church, but for each one of us here individually. You know, the first area comes out of Acts of the Apostles, and we hear that many people come into Jerusalem, different language groups, cultures, ethnicities, and they're all gathering, and they hear the gospel proclaimed by the first disciples. And even though they are different language groups, they all understand the message that is conveyed. And I think one of the things that points out is that the Holy Spirit brings about oneness, it brings about unity. There's a different power present in the world that's the exact opposite, and we see it on display all the time. And the evil one loves division and separation and hostility, and you just have to watch the news, and you see that humanity is impacted by that dark impulse, which can lead people in a very bad direction. The Holy Spirit is the opposite. The Holy Spirit brings about unity and oneness. Our world needs it, our families need that, and our church needs it. And the reason why it's so important in the life of the church, because as we proclaim the message, and if someone comes a brand new, and they sense that there's a lot of division, there's hostility in the air, a lack of warmth, something's missing, and that can actually kind of push people away from God and from the life of the church. So the Lord counts on you and me, just like those first disciples, to reflect that spirit of unity. And when we come before the Lord someday, when we pass from this life, hopefully He can say to you and me, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You are an instrument of my peace, and you brought about greater oneness and unity." Because we all have the freedom, don't we, where we can be an instrument of conflict and hatred and hostility. And many people choose that path. So the Holy Spirit is going to help us to go in a different direction for the well-being and the proclamation of the gospel message. You know, second area comes out of that reading from Corinthians. A very brief reading, but St. Paul says that there's one Spirit, but many gifts, many parts, but one Spirit. And I think what that points out for us, God is very, very generous when it comes to bestowing spiritual gifts on His people. You know, we all have talents and abilities. Sometimes it takes us a little while to get in touch with those. But God gives us blessings and those spiritual gifts so that we can develop them and use them for His glory, for the building of the church, for having an impact in this world. And I remember when I was a pastor in DeKalb at the Newman Center, and every year we would have the time and talent thing where people can sign up and share their gifts and be involved in different ministries. And I remember this one elderly parishioner saying to me, she says, "Father, I have a lot of time, but I have no talents." And you think she was accurate on that? I don't think so. You know, and she's a really wonderful lady. And I said, "Oh, yes, you do." And because God gives us all blessings. And some of those present here in the church, I mean, we have those in the choir loft. They share their musical talents for the well-being of the community. You know, we have many parishioners who bring the Eucharist out, the homebound parishioners, those in hospitals. They got pastoral care gifts. Some people have administrative abilities. Some people are great teachers, and they share that when they religious education of the students. Many of you here use your abilities and talents out there in the community or wherever you're at, whatever your vocation is. And one of the dangers for us is we can be stingy. And God gives us these wonderful talents and abilities. We can kind of keep them to ourselves. But hopefully we develop them and that we share them, again, for God's glory and for the good of others, for the advance of His kingdom purposes. And when we come before the Lord someday, hopefully He can say to you and me, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You used well what I gave you. You shared it. You had an impact." And we don't want to come before the Lord and have to acknowledge that we were coasting our whole life. We did not develop what He gave us. The last area, and a very, very important one, and we heard it in the gospel today, as Jesus confers the Holy Spirit on those first disciples, they are given a mission to be about His forgiveness and His mercy and reconciliation. And He would send them forth. And of all places on the face of the earth where people should be able to experience the mercy of God, healing grace, forgiveness is in the church. Pope Francis uses a great image for the church. There's a lot of images for the church. He used the image of the church as a field hospital, and that might strike us as a little bit odd, but what he was getting at with that is that there's a lot of brokenness out there. There's a lot of woundedness, and people can sometimes really hurt other people. People can sometimes really mess up morally. And there's a great need for forgiveness and rebuilding and for healing. And when people come to the church, this should be a place where they can experience healing. Next weekend, after all the masses, we're going to have the sacrament of anointing of the sick for those who have serious health conditions and have a need for healing. This should be a place where people can experience the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God. And we all need it. Sometimes we need that in a big way. And there are people out there who think they are beyond God's reach, beyond His mercy, and they're not. So Jesus gave us that important mission. And it's not just my job, it's really ours. And when people encounter you, wherever you're at, your workplace, your neighborhood, your family, your school, you know, we can all reflect the gospel. And none of us are going to do it perfectly, but hopefully through our witness, through our example, people can be drawn closer to Christ. And we've got the Holy Spirit to give us that strength and that encouragement. And one last thing I wanted to mention today, we very rarely wear red. You know, it's on Palm Sunday, on Good Friday, and we also wear red on Pentecost. It's a color that points out the Holy Spirit and fire. And I would say our Catholic Church, one of the things we really need more of is that fire that comes from the Holy Spirit, that passion, that enthusiasm for our faith, and that example of our lives to truly have an impact on others. So let's open our hearts wide today to the Holy Spirit as we receive the Eucharist, because the Lord's counting on you and me to be His disciples out there in the world and to truly have an impact. He counts on us, so may we be strengthened as we go forth today to witness to His presence. Come, Holy Spirit, come.